Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research most things, even though you probably should. I'm here with my mom and my dog. Oh, other side. There he is. My thing is mirrored. But only my mom can say hi. So say hi, Mom.
Hi.
How you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I know I made you turn off your AC to do this.
You did. So it's only 81 degrees in my house right now. So that's not too bad.
That's disgusting. Let's go quickly and let's make this a short podcast. Sorry, guys. This will probably be about a 30-minute podcast just for my mother's sweating sake.
It's all right.
We're in the middle of a heat wave. I mean, it's also just the start of summer. But
it
I feel like it went from like 70 to 100. Like that's just what it did in LA. Like
well,
there was no in between.
Worse up north, Canada.
Really?
Oregon. Yeah, they were having horrible heat wave.
That's disgusting. Oregon was having a bad one. I remember that.
I saw a TikTok from Canada and it said, remember the snowstorm we sent down there? Could you please come and get your heat to Texas? Did I say to Texas?
I don't know who you said. But
anyway,
Texas couldn't handle the snowstorm and now they can't handle the heat wave. So
no, Canada can't handle
it. I know, but so does Texas. Texas is having the same issue. Like their electricity there is terrible. And so they can't handle the heaters and they can't handle the AC units. This is what happens when you let like monopolies happen. They just don't get their stuff together and like don't actually like give you a good product.
Well, anyway. I can't complain. Santa Barbara's perfect.
You're 81 in your house.
Well, that's just my yucky house with no insulation in it.
That's true. Yeah, my best friend lives in Seattle and she's like, it's disgusting here. We have to sleep in the basement. I was like, oh yeah, you guys don't have air conditioning. She's like, yeah, no house here has air conditioning because it never gives above 80. So like, why would we have air conditioning?
Right. Well, if the where air outside is hot, it like
amplifies.
Greenhouse event. Words are hard today.
That's fine.
They're hard today. So my house gets really hot.
All right.
Thus, you purchasing me
an air conditioning unit that you can't use while podcasting. So words are hard. They're hard.
We're a mess.
It's fine. Do you have any holidays for today, Mom?
Oh, I have some right here.
Fantastic. I'd love to hear them.
Today is National Simplicity Day.
What does
that
mean? Simple?
Simplify. Yeah, just simplify things.
Boring.
Oh, what do you mean, blah?
Blah.
It's not
boring.
Blah. I'm simplifying my house because I got a Roomba. So my floors have to be clean, picked up, because it runs twice a day.
That's nice.
It's
my dogs
amazing.
Would eat the Roomba.
Cinderella, my dog, just kind of looks at it. And
That's
if it comes
Snoop
toward her, she gets up and walks away.
That's what Snoop would do. Blaze would definitely eat it.
Yeah. Tuesday, National French Friday.
Love French fries. Absolutely love them.
Love French fries. 14 is National Mac and Cheese Day. Do you miss mac and cheese?
I don't like mac and cheese. I never have.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Well,
actually, there's this really...
I like it.
We've been going to this food festival every Sunday that happens in L.A. Smorgasburg. But they have vegan mac and cheese there that's actually delicious.
Ooh.
And it's the only mac and cheese I've ever liked.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway,
man, I had you eat that all the time when you were a kid.
I hated it. You also made me eat canned peas, and I don't know why. I was like, I will eat broccoli. I will eat carrots. I will eat corn. I will eat asparagus, zucchini, whatever you want. Don't feed me peas. And you're like, great, here's a can of peas.
But they were special peas.
No,
they
weren't.
They weren't ordinary canned peas.
They're they were.
No, they aren't.
Oh, my.
You put those up against a generic pecan, no
Mom,
difference. Big difference.
You fed
I mean.
Me canned smushed peas.
They weren't smushed.
Yeah, we're smushed because the second you touch them, they got all mushed. They were canned. Don't tell
well,
me.
Guess what? You're an adult now and you can eat whatever you want.
Yeah, I'm just confused as to why you force fed all of us peas when no one liked them.
I did.
Well, that was a little selfish of you.
All right. 15, give something away day. I'm going to come down and give you all my canned peas.
I don't want them. So why do you insist, even as an adult, trying to get me this?
Hey, you'll like this one. The 18th is National Ice Cream Day.
I like ice cream.
I love ice cream. It's also Nelson Mandela International Day and World Listening Day. Listen. I don't know what you're supposed glisten? To listen to.
Oh, I think it's glisten. Like no. Glistening in the sun. I was like, that's a... You want me to just glisten in the sun today?
You just do that naturally, Rachel.
I just can't help it. It's my
you
charm.
You just shine, girl. You want more?
Yeah, I always want more. What are you talking about? This is
the 20th.
This is your job.
National Moon Day. Go appreciate the moon.
Oh, all
outside
right.
And look at the moon. It's also World Jump Day. So I wonder what would happen if everyone in the world jumped at the same time.
I think nothing would happen.
Probably not. But wouldn't that be fun?
Well, I almost got stuck in an elevator today.
Were you jumping?
No, I wasn't. I was standing like a normal human being. And then it was supposed to stop at floor 4 and then floor 5. And this other chick in the elevator with us was at 4th floor. And it stopped and then it opened up like 3 inches and then didn't move. Ooh. And so we were all like, and I like tried to pry open the doors. And the chick was like, okay, wait. Let's just stand still. Maybe it'll close again. And I pressed the call button and it's like, help is on the way. And then the doors closed and took us up to 5 and opened. And we were all like, what just happened?
That's strange.
Yeah.
Where was that at?
I was downtown at the food festival.
Ah, okay.
But yeah, what? Yeah.
The 21st anyway. Is National Junk Food Day.
I like junk food. It's not good for you, but.
I know. It depends on the junk food.
Yeah.
The 22nd is National Hammock Day.
I have a hammock in my backyard.
Yes. Is it fun?
Yeah. Do you like hammocks?
Yeah.
It's one of the cloth ones that like cocoons you. I did it in a video, but I know you haven't been watching my videos.
I haven't been watching anybody's videos right now. Mom, shame on me. I've been busy.
I got to tell you, Joy has taken your spot as my number one fan.
Nope.
Yes.
I'm still at heart. My children's number one fan.
Sorry. Joy, I think, is my number one fan. She watches everything I put out there and cackles as she presses play because she's just excited as to what's going to happen.
She's a cutie. She can be a co-fan.
I'm just saying she watches my stuff and you don't.
Okay, so I could just sit in my house and do nothing but watch all of your videos from everyone.
Or what? I like that idea.
Not come see you or help out anywhere.
You never see me. You never come to my house.
We won't discuss that right now.
I'm just saying.
We'll discuss that another time.
All right, continue.
I'm really excited about this day that's coming up on the 23rd of July. National Gorgeous Grandma Day.
Well, that's a day for you, isn't it?
I'm going to pretend that's a day for me.
What do you mean pretend? It is. It's a day of gorgeous grandmas. You're a gorgeous grandma. Why that would not that be your day? Come on now.
Sure. The 24th, Moon Landing Day.
We went
Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin landed the Apollo 11 on that day. You met one of them, right?
1916, Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah, I thought so.
I met him at an ice skating show randomly. Why did I do that? Why did he do that?
Well, why were you? Yeah. The biggest question is, why were you there?
I don't know, Mom. I don't know. I just do things. People invite me and I say, okay.
Sure, let's go.
Why not? And I was invited. I went, okay.
Okay. The 25th is Parents' Day. Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Okay.
It should be Good Parents Day. We shouldn't celebrate bad parents. That's just my opinion.
Okay.
Is that all of them?
I'm done.
You're done? I feel like there weren't that many this time around.
Well, I didn't do a deep dive search.
Mother.
Because I was doing it on the road with my
home,
doing the things and writing it by hand.
Blaze, stop whining. You have access to outside water and a bed and me. What are you complaining about? Blaze is just over here whining.
It's just you.
It's just me. He's obsessed with the guest couch in my other room, mm-hmm. and he gets really mad when I bring him in here. Listen.
Well, that was his couch.
Listen.
But that's the one that was in your office, right?
It was, yeah.
Of course. That's his couch, Rachel.
He likes it because he can see outside in the front yard.
Yeah.
and no one bugs him in there. But guess what? I wanted company, so I'm being selfish. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, yeah, I did my thing. I screenshotted people's questions and things, so this might be a little bit of a mess today.
That's okay.
I did it at the food festival.
Okay, you're cutting it short too.
Listen.
What was your favorite thing at the food festival today?
It was this. It's the first thing I tried. What was it called? A shiitake mushroom bao? B-A-O? Bao. Bao. I don't know. What.
Bring your own. Whoa.
Whoa.
That was aggressive.
He's just yelling at me. Do I have anything to throw him? I don't have anything for you, bud. Sorry. Yeah, it was. I vlogged it, so I vlogged all the food, but everything.
Bacon, yogurt, and olive.
No, it has not. It's like it's a dish's name, not like a BLT. Right.
Okay.
Sorry,
I was trying.
But yeah, and then I had everything was vegan, because not the whole festival, but all the trucks we went to were vegan trucks, except for the seafood platter one we went to. But and then we got some carne asada tacos that were also vegan. I got a potato ball that was vegan.
Now does girlfriend's not vegan?
No, but she eats vegan. She has no problem with it.
Okay. Like, I eat vegan when you eat vegan.
Yeah, it's
you showed me some pretty good vegan stuff.
Yeah, sometimes she goes gluten-free and then I'll eat gluten-free for them too. You just eat with the person you're with. So if they happen to have a food thing, you end up just eating that way too for convenience. She also she once went vegan, but it didn't agree with her stomach. It's really hard. Not all bodies are meant for it. Right. Some people like have a hard time, like they need more iron in their diet and blah, blah, blah. So she likes having the excuse of eating vegan with me.
He's staring at the wall.
Well, he's going to deal with it. He is
right there. He's staring. He's staring at that blue square.
It's actually purple.
Are those the ones I got you?
I think so.
Okay.
All right. So before we move on to the news for today, I want to check to see if we have another sponsor for today. No, just not another. The first. We need a first sponsor. Sponsor. Sponsor.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
All right. Amaya wants us to talk about
Amaya. I like that name.
Amaya?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds
pretty.
It's a good one. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, it is. She wants me to talk about Rachel Uncensored podcast. Okay, so I did a live stream where I cooked my lunch with you guys on my main channel. I hadn't done a live stream in a really long time, so I decided to do one. Anyway, on it, I was kind of running out of things to talk about, and I ended up announcing my new podcast I have coming up, which my mom already knows about. It's called Rachel Uncensored. It's actually launching August 2nd.
Whoa, so, is it?
It is. It's launching August 2nd. And it's going to alternate with All Things Internet. So every other Monday, you get All Things Internet. And on the other Mondays, you get Rachel Uncensored. They will be on the same YouTube channel, but different podcasts on like iTunes and Spotify and stuff. And my podcast channel is just going to be like Rachel's podcast or whatever. So that's happening. I'll talk about it a little bit, Mom, if you don't mind, as I promo my podcast, my other
one. Go for it. You do it, girl.
Thank you. So basically, it's going to be the only place on the internet where you can get an uncensored version of me. I'm still very much me on the internet. This isn't a fake human, but I'm a little more censored. I don't cuss. I don't talk about drugs. Not that I do drugs, but like I usually steer away from those conversations, drinking, sex, things of those nature. I'm a 30-year-old adult, though. Everything I've done has been super family-friendly, brand-friendly. And now I'm like, maybe
she's
you guys...
cutting loose.
I'm not cutting loose. I'm just loosening my tongue. So, I don't know. I got to a point where I was like,
Will I blush?
You'll blush. But it's not... The podcast isn't about adult things. It's just a place where I can... I still won't be able to speak on that podcast as well, just so everyone knows. But I will have a different friend with me every week. They'll have repeat friends, obviously, like Joy and girlfriend will be on there more than other people because they're in my life more often. But it's going to be a different person each week. And we're just going to have a drink and talk about whatever we want that week. And it'll be a lot of fun. It's just...
Drinks being Iced tea.
Yes. Well, it's going to be whatever.
A screwball. I don't know what those are.
You, I was about to think, you know what a screwball is? It's a type of whiskey.
Oh.
No, so it's going to be whatever drink reminds.
Toddy.
Mom,
those are words, right?
Those are words.
Right? Those are drinks.
Those are drinks. It's going to be whatever drink reminds me of that person. So for you, it would be plain black iced tea, extra ice. No alcohol included. I have friends that there are alcoholic beverages that remind me of them. So we will drink alcoholic beverages together if they choose to.
If you were going to drink an alcoholic beverage, tell me what you think it would be.
With you?
Yeah.
A lemon drop. A lavender lemon drop.
Yes, you got it. Okay.
I know. I know.
Back in the day.
Back in the day for like a month when you drank a little bit. But yeah, and then so it's whatever drink reminds me of that person. We'll sit down, have a drink with people. I notice this is hard for a lot of people to sit in front of a mic and a camera and just talk. So I've noticed with adults, it's easier if you give them one or two alcoholic beverages. They loosen up, calm down, and it's easier for them to converse. So I've already recorded one of my friend Emily and one of my friend Joy. They're a lot of fun.
The first drink is before you record.
With Joy, it was not with Emily. Okay. Joy sometimes just comes in and goes, "I need a White Claw." She's been dealing with dogs all day and people, and she's like, "I need a something." She just goes right in the fridge. She knows where they are. But yeah, so we're not talking about like adult things, but it sometimes those conversations come up, and I've 8 years on the internet have very much learned how to steer a conversation away from those things so it doesn't get into touchy ground. But now I'm just like, okay, let's embrace it and talk about this if that's what we want. Like, we don't have
you're
to
gonna have a little warning, say over 18 or 21.
Yeah, it's not gonna be for kids.
Yeah,
so it's very much an older audience. Yeah, but I mean, right. Whatever, but I've always made it so it's like I want kids to be able to watch my stuff and not get in trouble with their parents. So like, you know, a parent walks in there, what are you watching? So this is for older teens.
The parents.
It's for the parents or the older teens or 20-year-olds or 30-year-olds, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. It's the only place where you're gonna see that side of me on the internet. So that's what it is. It's fun. It'll be cute. I do cuss in it.
Bad word.
Naughty. No. Does the internet know that? I'm sure they know that story. I'm sure we've talked about it. Every time we were watching TV as kids, whenever on the TV they said a bad word, you just hear my mom from any room in the house, bad word. Like, she announced that it was a bad word. There was no cussing in our household growing up.
No.
I didn't cuss until I was in my 20s. Yeah. Like, I think I was 20, 21 when I started cussing. It was taboo in our household. You just didn't do it.
Just didn't do it. Well, you don't want little kids having these things coming out of their mouth.
Yeah. Listen.
It's just,
I'm not mad about it. I don't care that I didn't cuss. My friends would offer me money to cuss.
But
I would say no.
Also, it was very rare to have you watching something that had cussing in it.
True, but if it's like
that
we watched a movie.
High school, yeah.
Yeah, if it was a movie. You know, well, I grew up with my... Christopher was a high schooler when I was still a kid. Colleen, like I'm really young compared to my siblings. So they were watching movies and stuff. I was going to be, it's a small house. I was watching it too.
Yep.
Just happened. Anyway, so that's my new podcast. Launches August 2nd, unless something happens with my podcast team. But yeah, Rachel Uncensored, the only place on the internet where you see an uncensored version of me. I'm not going to be like rude or politically incorrect.
Right.
No, I'm just not going to bite my tongue about certain things or like refrain from. I'm not going to leave out like adult parts of stories that I would just tell the internet regularly.
Right.
That's all. And it's fun. It's just a time to hang out with my friends and have a couple drinks and laugh and stuff. That's all. All right.
All right.
Let's see what else we have to talk about today. Lily wants us to talk about how Tom Holland was making out with Zendaya. Okay. Hi. Let's stay out of. Lately I've been really annoyed with paparazzi pictures of like celebrities kissing someone else. And then they're like they're breaking news. They're dating now or whatever. I'm like, that's so invasive. It just like, just because they're good at acting doesn't mean that we should like hone in on their like dating life and stuff. Yeah. Like let them be. So they were photographed kissing in a car. And I've just like, I saw the photo and I didn't go like, oh, cute. I went, that's so gross that this is, mom, are you hot?
Mm-hmm.
She's fanning herself with mail.
It's 85 in here. No, these are my notes.
Oh, they're your notes? Mom, you can turn the air conditioning
and
on.
And then I put a recipe on the back.
Oh my God.
So I have to save this one.
today?
It was a TikTok recipe. I thought I'd try it.
What was it?
Well, I'll tell you. Yeah, you have to take...
That's internet related.
Slice some tomatoes, mm-hmm. and you put them in a hot pan and you sprinkle them with salt and pepper.
Girlfriend sent me this recipe, the egg stuff.
Yeah, you scramble two eggs and then you put that on top and then spinach and a little pepper jack cheese grated and put a flour tortilla on top of that. You flip it, let it get crispy. You add hot sauce, avocado, and everything but bagel seasoning and flip it in half. And there you go. I'm going to try it. I think Dad would really like it.
Yeah, girlfriend sent me that. She loves cooking and she's like, we should try this. I was like, okay.
She needs to send those things to me because I think she and I like the same foods.
I assume so. She just likes good food.
Yeah. So
have we ever had a green bean casserole at Thanksgiving?
Aunt Priscilla used to bring those to Grandma's house.
Do you like them?
No, I do not.
Okay.
I like green beans. I just don't like the casserole.
Do you not like Aunt Priscilla's or do you not like them all?
Oh, Aunt Priscilla did a great job.
Are you saying that because one day she might hear this podcast?
No, she will not. But no, she made a good green bean casserole.
Does Dad like them?
You know, she brought something over once. I can't remember why. Maybe we had a baby or something. But she made some good sloppy joes from scratch.
Oh, sloppy joes are delicious.
Yeah, she's a good cook.
Okay, because we're talking about Thanksgiving. Because my girlfriend, we were gonna go do it with her family, and then she was like, "Meh, let's do it with yours." And I was like, "Okay." So I asked Colleen, "Like, are we doing Thanksgiving?" She's like, "Yeah, let's do it at my place." And I was like, "Okay." She's like, "You guys are gonna have to do all the cooking though, because I'm gonna be."
She's gonna be like,
I'm gonna be bed rest.
She's
basically
not gonna be able
then.
To reach the stove or anything.
No, she's not gonna be able to stand up. And
baby's in the way.
Girlfriend was like, "What do you guys usually have for Thanksgiving?" And I started naming off all the stuff, and she's like, "Do you guys not do green bean casserole?" I was like, "No. We've never done that." She was like, "That's my favorite thing." I was like,
"Oh, she'll have to make it.
You can make it. I just can't guarantee it's gonna be eaten." So
let's see. Make a small one.
Just make a small.
We might like it.
I can't eat it because it's full of like dairy things, like cream of mushrooms.
Oh, that yeah. See, I don't make it, so I don't know. I'm not a mushroom fan. So although Jessica had some dried mushrooms in this bag. Not, you know, mushrooms. Just mushrooms in a bag.
Have you ever done mushrooms?
No.
Okay, just wondering.
I don't like to not be in control of my
yes,
bed.
Yes, true. That's true. Same.
So, no, I just would never.
Okay.
Anyway, they were really good. I think she got them at Costco. I can't remember where she got them. Okay. I'll have to ask her again.
Okay.
That's the only way I like mushrooms. Otherwise, they're slimy to me.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, every significant other has brought something into our Thanksgiving. Jessica made us all start having cranberry sauce at our Thanksgiving.
Oh, so good.
For some reason, our family never did cranberry sauce. And then Jessica's like, "You're all crazy." And then,
because
like,
it was always canned.
Yeah. And she was like, "Look at how you do it." And like, Jessica is the best and like made us eat cranberry sauce. And we're all like, we can't
but
not have
made.
It now. Eric brought in the ham.
So good.
And I was like, "You could attempt a green bean casserole if you want."
Yep.
I don't know. That seems like something Dad would eat. That seems like something Grandma would have made.
It was Priscilla who brought it.
All right.
If I'm remembering correctly. Yeah.
All right. So Robin wants us to talk about the Gabby Hanna situation. I'm not going to say my two cents. I'm just going to say what's going on because I don't want to get involved. But it's the internet and reporting. YouTube drama is back. COVID's over. Therefore, the YouTube drama's back. That's pretty much what happened. There was so much YouTube drama. COVID hit. It all stopped. COVID's going away. So the drama's coming back. People are going out. They're doing things. I don't know what happened. So Gabby Hanna, a few months ago, decided to do a series on her YouTube channel exposing all the people that she's been in a lot of scandals throughout her internet career. And so she decided to just sit down and talk about all the scandals and like say her side of everything. And it's, I don't know. I don't really like that. I don't like exposing people. If I have an issue with someone, I don't make it drama for internet sake. But that's what she was doing. If she was getting views, I'm sure she kept up with it. And then she made a mistake. Well, she's been having a lot of issues with, she's been involved with this. She's been making content about this one chick who went through something very personal and hard. And like Gabby made it about herself. And it was like, I don't really want to go into that because there's a lot of triggers that happen with that story. But she made a mistake and went after Joey Graceffa, who is the nicest person.
He is a sweetheart.
Rosanna Panzino, Joey
Sweetheart.
Joey Graceffa and Ricky Dillon and JoJo Siwa, I say, are the four nicest people on YouTube.
People.
Yes. minus my sister and myself, obviously. But so
and your brother.
Oh yeah, Christopher. Forgot about that. That dude wouldn't hurt a freaking fly. That's a lie. He would.
He would defend his children. Would just defend and his children. Wife.
Yes.
Death. Yes.
But anyway, she told her story about how she hated filming Escape the Night and how everyone on set was evil and how they triggered her eating disorder again and all this stuff. And basically was saying, just like talking trash about Joey and Daniel and like everyone on set. And so everyone that was on set was like, that's not what happened. No. And Joey was like, nope, you're not going to disgrace my name and my show like that. That show is his baby. He loves that show. And from my sister's been on a couple seasons, and what I've heard, it is very professional, very well done. It's she had no complaints about it from what I heard about being on that show. And she is obsessed with Joey and Daniel, who was with Joey at the time working it. And
I was
so
there for part of that, and they were all very, very, very kind when they were filming.
So I've only heard about good things about filming Escape the Night, so much so that people have been repeats on the show. Mm-hmm. But so Joey made a long video basically discounting everything Gabby said, because the boy had receipts, and he's like, the cameras were rolling when she was yelling and being so disrespectful to people. So he made this huge video. Daniel made an hour long video talking about it, completely discrediting her. Rosanna Panzino tweeted. Just people were like, no. And so everyone was like, okay, if the nicest people on the internet are saying she's lying and then give like full on receipts, you can't discredit this. These are emails, timestamps, dated, blah, blah, blah. She might be lying a little bit. Listen, there are two sides to every story. And then there's the third side, which is usually more the truth. But in this case, her side, no. it's not true. So I'm just saying that's what she did. I think she's still going on the internet, but that's just what it was. She was been doing this series and finally went after the wrong person. And so everyone was like, nope, you don't go after Joey. He is a sweetheart. My mom loves him. He's so kind.
As is Daniel Howe, as is JoJo, and as is Roseanne.
Yes, all the people.
They're so sweet.
They're the nicest people.
Ricky Dillon, he's a sweetheart.
Who?
Ricky Dillon?
Yeah, Ricky Dillon's sweetheart. Mm-hmm. Joey, Rosanna, these like, and like there's a lot of good people on the internet, obviously, but I'm saying like the sweetest wouldn't hurt a soul type of people are like those, that group, I don't know why, but those ones have always stuck out in my mind. Yeah. And I was like, you can't go after Joey. I'm sorry. He didn't do anything wrong. Right. Anyway, you can go after a lot of people. I don't think you should, but that's it. That's all. So that was the whole thing. All right, let's see. Izzy wants me to do more cooking live streams. She just wanted me to talk about it. So I did a thing. I want to talk. I did a live stream the other day. I didn't hype it up enough, so it didn't get very many views. That's not what you guys care about.
I couldn't watch
that.
It. I was putting Flynn to sleep for his nap, so I couldn't watch it. I'm sorry.
I understand. It's okay. Joy watched it.
She's my stand-in.
Okay. Anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, so I did a Thanksgiving live stream, cooking Thanksgiving dinner, and everyone seemed to love that. So I'm going to try and do maybe once a month cooking ones, even if they don't get views. I know there's some people who truly love live streams like that, and I can do them if it's once a month. It's really hard to go. They take a lot of energy.
You didn't take my suggestion, though.
Which one was yours?
A Buddha bowl.
That's not that hard to cook.
Oh.
I was trying to challenge myself. I did a lasagna roll up.
Yeah, that's big.
That is multiple steps.
That's multiple steps.
That's
You should try a green bean casserole.
I can't
that's
eat
a
it.
A lot of steps.
I can't eat. I don't eat
Make
dairy.
Make it vegan. That's a challenge. Come on, Rachel.
I should specialize my Thanksgiving dishes so that I can cook on Thanksgiving for Colleen.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good burp. That felt really nice. Anyway, I like doing the live streams. I didn't hype it up enough. I decided the day before, so I don't think many people were able to tune in. Oh, my gardener is at my front door. But that was my fault. All right. The Hannah wants us to talk about how the literal ocean set on fire.
It did.
Do you know much about, I don't know a lot of facts about
it. I saw a picture.
Great. So I think it was an oil line leaked.
Something.
And
but
caused,
how does it make fire in the water?
That's how hot it was.
Yeah.
I don't know. Volcanoes exist.
We had a little mini volcano the other day.
What?
Over by Henry's Beach. There's this thing where oil comes out of it and every once in a while it shoots flames out, and it was on fire the other day. The fireman came and everything.
What?
Yes, I'm not kidding.
There's a volcano or was it an oil mistake?
They called it a volcano.
To make people not freak out that it was an oil mistake?
No, it's not an oil mistake. We have natural seepage around here.
Oh, okay.
And it comes out of the rocks and the cliffs.
I just know we have oil rigs off the coast. So I thought like maybe one of them like,
no,
was like, just
no,
call
no,
it a
no,
volcano
no.
and keep no. it moving. I was like, what the?
No.
All right. Well, yeah. But anyway, the only good thing to come out of that, the ocean being on fire, because that is terrible.
That was a scary picture to see.
And man needs to stop killing Mother Nature. But the one good thing about it was the memes that came out of it. They're like, what's actually happening under there? And it was a picture of SpongeBob and Patrick Starr having a bonfire underwater in Bikini Bottom.
That's cute.
I was like, okay, there's one good thing. This meme. Did you find any info?
I found it.
What is it?
On ours.
Yeah, I know.
The Hope Ranch volcano erupted Saturday. A Hope Ranch volcano erupted Saturday morning, sparking a small brush fire to the surrounding vegetation. Over in Hope Ranch, over by.
Yeah, I know the area.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. I even have a picture. You want to see the picture?
I would love to see a picture. See? That is a very. Wow, that's a fire.
It's right by the beach.
Huh. Yeah. All right. That's. I dropped my phone. Yeah. Okay. Cute.
Oh, I'll tell you what it is really fast. For some people might want to know. Shale oil combustion. Those are hard words. Is a common occurrence in this area and often produces visible smoke, but it doesn't often start fires. So it's a temperamental geological phenomenon.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
There's after they started putting it out. There.
All right then. All right.
I don't know. That was exciting news.
Well, that's also dangerous news. All right.
Be careful where you walk past in Hope Ranch.
Yes. Cheyenne wants us to mention about how the judge denied Britney's dad being taken off her conservatorship. So Britney is still not free. I hate the world. Moving on. Patricia wants us to talk about how the Siwas were on Celebrity Family Feud versus the D'Amelios. Mom, did you see this?
No, I haven't watched anything.
I love the Siwas so much. I've never met the D'Amelios. They seem really sweet. But... JoJo has said nothing but nice things about them and meeting them and stuff. But they were on Celebrity Family Feud together. So it's the TikTokers. I know where it's 30 minutes. I know you're hot.
No,
I at the clock.
I was looking at the temperature.
Okay.
The temperature's right on the clock.
So they're on Family Feud together. And JoJo's family is the most colorful, vibrant, loud, outgoing family that exists. They're just like, we don't care. We're here. JoJo took over the show. She, like,
of course
Steve
she did.
Harvey like, didn't speak. She's like, I got this. And she was cracking jokes and then being like, nope, you're done. I'm continuing to talk. And like, I suggest watching it because I thought it was hilarious.
Know.
And I don't know. I love her whole family so much. But I love seeing them and JoJo just being like, I got this. She's a natural born performer, if you will.
Yeah.
And they're actually been filming her new show and it's going really well, apparently, but it sucks because I never get to see her. So I hope the show does well and it was worth me not getting to see one of my best friends. Okay. All right. Before we move on to the questions for today, let's check to see if we have another sponsor for today.
Yay!
Sponsor. All right. Leanne wants to know how Flynn's relationship with girlfriend is. He likes her. She likes him. After we left, we went and swam in the pool the other day with him. And after we left, apparently he looked at my dad and was like, where'd they go? I missed them. It's cute.
Yeah.
It's cute. Yeah, they get along just fine. She loves kids. And she laughs at his jokes or whatever they are. Whatever he says, she laughs. So he likes her because he's got an audience member. He said something.
He repeats it.
And then he repeats it. He said something
many times.
Yes. He said something and we both laughed. And then he laughed. And she goes, "You know you're funny, right?" And he goes, "Yes." And then laughed again. It's like, you are your mother's son. Oh, see, this is what happens when I don't plan it out. Oh, Jacob wants to know our opinions on TikTokers and YouTube stars getting their own reality TV shows. I think it's cool. Always great to branch out and stuff and, like, you know, get your name actually out there, whatever. Everyone would love to have a reality show about themselves. I think that that's what... I don't, that's okay. You're not a YouTuber or TikToker. The people
I'm not.
That like this are good at being the center of attention.
Yeah.
Like, or, you know, they want to be a star or they're, you know, want the next step. That's great. That's cool. I think I've thought about it. My manager was like, you could do not manager, you know, always trying to gain 10% more of whatever. He's like, why doesn't your family do like a Ballinger reality show? And I was like, because we already put our whole lives online. What else? We vlog it. You would get less content if we did a reality show than if all of us vlogged separately. What do you mean? So I think, like, if vloggers do it, it's the same thing, except, like, I guess professionally edited and, like, more added fake drama. I think that's what it is. I think, but I have nothing against it. Cool. Yeah. If that's what they want to do and people want to watch it, okay. But I'm just like, YouTubers, I feel like, already show so much of their lives, especially if they vlog. I guess it would make sense more for TikTokers, because TikTokers, you just get to see, like, max 3 minutes of whatever they're doing. Most people only do 60 or less. I don't know. I have nothing against it. Hannah wants to know how the lasagna roll was. Chef kiss. It was delicious. It was amazing. I'm actually really proud of myself for making it.
I'm proud of you, Rachel.
If you had come over today, I would have let you have a bite, because I have some still.
Ooh.
Ooh.
You'll just have to make it again.
I can. It was actually pretty easy. Now that I know what to do, it wasn't that bad. Needle. I don't know why your name is Needle. Why is your name Needle? Nita Needle is your handle. Do you like needles?
Maybe she's sharp like a needle.
Oh, I cut my finger open. Oh, you saw it already.
Oh, yeah. I put a Band-Aid on it.
Yeah, it hurts still.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, Needle wants to know how my nose hair trimmers are going. Listen, why don't people talk about nose hair trimmers more?
Don't know.
Mom.
What?
They're phenomenal. I don't get boogies anymore.
Oh, because you don't have... Well, then maybe things aren't getting filtered.
No, because you still
aren't
got
your
nose hairs...
To you be got, filtering the things that go in?
You got nose hairs up here, too. Okay. I just got rid of the ones right down here where the boogies would hang out. Okay. I love it. I got no nose hairs, Mom. Ma.
No bats in the cave.
No bats in the cave. I got no nose hairs. All right. I love it. My
That's
nose looks
great.
My nose looks cleaner.
Does it hurt? Does it tickle?
No.
Okay.
It's like, you know how, like, I have that little mustache razor too?
Oh, I use that thing.
It's like that, but for
not yours,
smaller
but...
in your nose.
Okay.
I'm just saying, it doesn't hurt.
I'm glad. I'm so happy for you.
I don't get why people don't talk about nose hair trimmers more often. Why don't we talk about the things that make life easier for us? Listen,
right.
I don't care about seeing your nose hairs. I cared about the fact that I constantly had boogies. And I didn't like that it constantly had boogies. And this got rid of the boogies, Mom.
I'm happy for you.
I'm so happy for myself.
So now your boogies are farther up.
They're farther up. Or I kind of get a runny nose more often, which basically just need to blow my nose.
Okay.
So I just got to dig deeper for the gold, basically.
Okay, gotcha.
But no, honestly, I've noticed my nose runs a little bit more, but I just blow it. I just blow my nose.
Because there's nothing to catch it and to make a boogie out of.
Exactly. So it's your nose hairs causing the boogies, everybody. That's pretty much it.
Well, they're there for a reason.
I
but you can trim them.
I get rid of a lot of hair in my body that you could say is there for a reason.
We shave our pits.
I shave my upper lip.
And that's okay.
Basically, so from like here down,
your nose down,
from right under, right my the middle of my nose down, it's like there's no hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Why does there sometimes hair happen on the nipple?
I don't know.
Did you get hair on your
nipples?
I
don't know. I have in the past, yes.
That's one. That's curious. That's
but
curious.
As you get older,
why?
It doesn't happen as much.
Hair doesn't grow as much when you're older. Why do moles grow thicker, darker hair out of them?
I do not know that. That is science doctor stuff.
I don't know.
That is dermatologist stuff.
I need to go to the dermatologist.
Okay.
Did we ever get those moles in the back of my head checked?
I remember the moles, and yes. I think you did, but you didn't get them taken off.
Okay.
Probably okay. I think you were supposed to check and make sure they didn't get bigger or...
I can't see them.
That's what girlfriend's for.
Okay, she just entered the picture. So, like, okay. She doesn't know how big they were a year ago.
Well, she'll know from now to a month from now.
She doesn't like looking at them, Mom. They're very disturbing looking.
They're under your hair. Is she doing your hair like a...
Yeah, she doesn't want to look at it. No one wants to look at them, Mom, but you said she has to know how big they are. So that means she's either got to touch it, which is worse, or see it. I can't ever shave my head for the reasons of my giant moles behind both of my ears. I feel
Rachel.
What?
Moles can be beautiful.
Not these ones.
Cindy Crawford has a mole on her face.
Listen, I'm not saying moles are ugly. I've got some really cute moles and freckles on my body and my had one on my neck, but I kept scratching it and it itched. I got rid of those. I also had one on my stomach that I actually really liked, but it itched a lot.
And I had one on my tummy and they cut it out going, oh, it could be cancerous. And it wasn't. And then so now my cute mole's gone and I have a scar there.
Oh, I don't have a scar, but it's like I was catching my finger on it. It would hurt a lot.
Mm.
I got rid of the moles that were itchy or like kept getting caught on things.
Yeah,
I've had no problem with how they looked. Not even a little bit. I like my freckles, and my moles. I still have like little moley freckles on my neck. I like them. Was that what I said?
But you don't like your ear ones.
But my ear ones, they're weird. I like head scratches and I always feel bad. And like when people like when I go to the hairstylist and like my shampoo my head, I'm like, you're going to touch my mole. I feel bad.
I think they're used to it.
Moly heads?
I'm sure they deal with all kinds of heads. So it's okay.
I don't know, Mom. I don't know.
It's okay.
All right. Let's end this podcast because we've been going for 40, 41 minutes and we said it was only going to be 30, but we got to talking about moles, Mom.
And I'm pretty sweaty.
And you're pretty sweaty. All right. I love you so much. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure you check in. When's our next pot? What is today? The 11th?
The
26th. The 12th. So we'll be back
the
26th. And then starting the week after that, you will get Rachel Uncensored. So.
Oh my.
It shall be fun. I love you guys so much. Mom, I love you. Do you want to take us out?
You. I'll see you next time. We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to Season 1, we are thrilled to announce the launch of Season 2. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make Season 2 even more memorable together.